Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Udhina lilladhina yuqataluna bi annahum zalimu wa inna allaha ala nasrihim laqadir. Sadaqallahul azim wa sadaqa rasuluhun nabiyul karim wa nahnu ala dhalika laminash shahidin wa shakirin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Respected brothers, friends in Islam, amongst the different chapters and books that are found in the collection of ahadith, then one kitab or one book is dedicated to the ghazawat, the jihad, as we would say, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the word jihad, ulama explained to us, is a very broad word. Our limited understanding nowadays, we restrict it to the battlefield. But jihad refers to any struggle in uplifting the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any struggle for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a jihad. It's a struggle, it's an effort, it's a sacrifice, highly rewarded in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this word jihad, any struggle, the ayat of the Quran famously we always hear quoted, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, that those people who make jihad in my path, means any person who struggles in any direction. Person who makes an effort to perfect his salah, that's his jihad. Person is making an effort to clean his business from unwanted practices, ill practices, from interest, etc. That's his jihad. So we all are fighting a battle in a different aspect of life. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum in Makkah Mukarramah, coming to the Ghazawat itself, in Makkah Mukarramah, there was no permission for Sahaba radiallahu anhum to pick up arms. Yet, there was always this desire to fight and protect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not personally for themselves, but for the protection of deen and for a bigger picture. And very often Sahaba radiallahu anhum would come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bruised, sometimes injured. Imagine we always read the incidents of Hayatul Sahaba, the stories of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Sahabi is coming and he's showing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that his back is charred because he was placed on burning coal and amber. Sahabi comes and he shows all his injuries. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself went through so much of persecution in the streets and in the city of Makkah Mukarramah. Every time Sahaba radiallahu anhum came with the complaints, the pains, the worries, the difficulties, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's common answer to every one of them was, Isbiru fa inni lam u'mar bil qital. O my Sahaba radiallahu anhum, endure, be tolerant, be patient, exercise patience. I have no permission to fight. I have no permission to stand up for myself. There is no jihad. Approximately 70 verses were revealed in that period of persecution in Makkah Mukarramah that were exhorting and encouraging Sahaba radiallahu anhum to a'mal. Then there was the ayat of Aqimus Salah, Atuz Zakah, that was revealed in Makkah Mukarramah. Yet in Medina Munawwara, the formal performance of Salah in the form of a jama'ah in the masjid, that was only in Medina Munawwara. But the ayat we already revealed in Makkah Mukarramah, Aqimus Salah, Atuz Zakah, not to fight, not to pick up arms. This was the training ground of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Now when I tell you to hold your soul in your hand and come in my path, you're ready for it. If you can sacrifice your time and come to the masjid, you're ready for the ultimate sacrifice. If you can, we would say, put your money where meaning a person, when he says something, so we say, put your money whatever you are saying, say it, put your money there. So similar, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, aqimus salah, adu zakah, whatever you are saying, that you would stand up for the deen of Allah, sacrifice your money, give up that 2.5% and more than that in lillah, sadaqah, etc. So this was the training of Sahaba radiallahu anhum that was being made in all of these verses. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam going through difficulties against Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the verse, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى وَأَخِيهِ أَن تَبَوَّأَ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ. That the instruction to Nabi Musa alayhi salam and followers is that establish salah. It's difficult, it's hard, it's difficult, but still to perform your salah. Persecution, punishment is being meted out. The solution is in connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, very similar. Now we find two words. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we look into the terminology of the scholars, the muhaddithun, the mufassirun, there are two aspects. One is ghazwa and one is sariyah. These are Arabic terminologies. So ghazwa is where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam participated himself. Sariyah is an expedition that Nabi sallam would dispatch out in the path of Allah. Sariyah, ulama have differed into the exact count. Some say it was 36, others 48, some 56. Saraya were expeditions were sent out from Medina Tayyibah. So 40, 50 approximately. Nabi Sam himself did not participate. But he sent out the Jama'ah, he sent out Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Ghazwa is where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam participated himself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself went. Ibn Kathir rahimullah says, هذا الفن مما ينبغي الاعتناء به والاعتبار بأمره. He said, this is one science and chapter in the life and the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which a lot of attention has to be paid to. A lot of attention. Imam Zuhri rahimullah, he was a great muhaddith of his time, towering scholar, found in his name very often in the pages of Sahih al-Bukhari and in the ahadith that we generally quote. He was the first scholar that documented the ghazawat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first scholar. And in his introduction, he says that the ghazawat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fihi khayru dunya wal akhirah. The goodness of both the worlds lies in adopting this chapter of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The life of the struggles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali radiallahu anhu, his son Hussein. His son Ali. So Ali ibn Hussein, he was the grandson of Ali radiallahu anhu, known as Sayyiduna Zainul Abideen, a very pious person of his time, Zainul Abideen rahimahullah. He says, kunna nu'allam maghazi Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kama nu'allamu suratan min al-Qur'an. As youngsters, the people of the family would sit with us, the elders, the ulama would sit, and they would dedicate time to teach us this chapter of the ghazawat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as they would give the importance of teaching us one surah. As we would take sabak, say this is the surah, they would take our sabak, this was the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the battlefield. Why? Jihad is not picking up an ammunition, fighting, killing, bloodshed. No, it's not about fighting. Jihad is a discipline. It's total submission to a higher authority. That there is an Amir. Whatever he says, a person has to submit to say, Amir Sahib said it. Hat in hand, we have to come and say, right, I'm wrong. When we make mashwara, the Amir will make mashwara. He'll ask everyone their opinion. And maybe his decision is against everyone's opinion. But I have to say, he's the Amir, I have to accept it. Person goes out in jihad, he can't sleep in the middle of the road. He can't take the shade under the tree if there's no permission from the Amir. There's a whole jama'ah, how do you secure that place for yourself? We all require shade, we all need some rest. Everything is with permission, it's a discipline, jihad. So this chapter was thought, dedicatedly thought to the children in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum and after. So ghazwa and sariya. The ghazawat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama explain and say, 27 times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out himself. 27.
I ask myself, can I name the 27? I know Uhud, okay, Badr, I know Uhud, Battle of Trench, Fatu Makkah, Sulh Hudaybiyah. I think so. We won't go further than maybe the fingers on our hands. Yet 27 times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself participated. Yes, 9 were exchange of meaning there was fight, there was encounter with the enemy in 9 occasions. 9 occasions was a physical fight, but 27 times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes out, and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addresses Sahaba radiallahu anhum and says that لولا أن أشق على أمتي ما تخلفت عن سرية ولكن لا أجد حمولة ولا أجد ما أحملهم عليه. O my Sahaba radiallahu anhum, had it not been for this worry and concern that my practice becomes difficult for you, for whichever step I take, you want to follow suit. If I go in a direction, you want to follow me. Had it not been for this worry that my practice becoming difficult on the Ummah, I wouldn't have stayed back from any expedition. But O my Sahaba, sometimes, you know, I feel pity, sorry, worried for you. Not everyone is by the financial means to come out. Some people come to me and say, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we want to come also. La ajidu hamula, I don't have an extra conveyance. Forget about an extra conveyance, I don't even have the financial means to assist them. If I had, I would have funded every expedition, because every sahabi wanted to be next to me in every time I went out in the path of Allah. Every time. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam expresses his desire. He says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. Oh my Sahaba radiallahu anhum, amazing words. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. By the qasam of that being, the oath in the name of that being in whose control is my life. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أُقَاتِلْ. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أُقَاتِلْ فَأُقْتَلْ. ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ. One narration 3 times, one narration 10 times. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, by the qasam of Allah, my desire is I want to go out in the path of Allah to fight. Those people who are an impediment to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to fight. But fight for what? Look at our tunnel vision compared to the mizaj of Nubuwah. And that of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Why Nabi Sallam is saying, I want to go out to fight, to be victorious, to gain land, to gain booty, spoils of war, mali ghanima? No. My desire is I want to go out in the path of Allah just to become shaheed. That's all. I want to become shaheed. So the shuhada in Gaza and in the parts of the world, we are feeling sorry to say, shame, so many passed away. Shame, he also became shaheed. Why? Why shame? He is saying, wah wah, alhamdulillah, mubarak, I became shaheed. He's smiling in his qabr. We're feeling ashamed. Hey, shame, man, one more shaheed. Not shame, one more shaheed. The family are so happy, alhamdulillah, I give so many shuhada. Nabi Sam's desire this was. A sign of nifaq and hypocrisy is a person doesn't even have the desire to become a martyr. A sign of nifaq, Nabi Sam said, is you don't even desire to become a shaheed. We may not have the ability to go out, for whatever reasons it may be, we don't have it, but the desire should be there deep down. Oh my Allah, if the situation was different from what I'm experiencing, my desire is to be out and to become a martyr. I want to become a shaheed. Allah will give us shahada in a way that's suitable to our situation, but that desire needs to be there. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq. We change the direction of our sails to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very recently, a day or few days ago, not to go into too much of detail, they opened up a qabr, we'll say in South Africa, they opened up a qabr only to find that person that is in that qabr intact. They wanted to bury someone else and use the qabr, can't use it. Subhanallah. Youngster, 20 years old, passed away in the state of Roza. He passed away many, many years ago. But now they opened up the qabr. Is that not his shahada? He passed away in an accident. He was in Roza. He was still fasting on a very Mubarak day that he passed away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him his martyrdom in that way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Umar radiallahu anhu martyrdom on the musalla of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madina Munawwara. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us our martyrdom, whether it's be a sickness, in whichever way. But in some way we need to be making dua, ya Allah, grant me the shahada. Grant me shahada. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my desire is that I want to fight to become a martyr. And then, thumma uhya, oh my Allah, I gave one life. But give me that life back, so I can become a martyr again. Not to say, no shukr, I became martyr one time, now I love life. No, become a martyr again. In one narration, 3 times. In one narration, up to 10 times, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam expressed his desire, I want to become a shaheed 10 times. Give me life and shahada again. Give me life and shahada again. And shahada again. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 27 times participated in jihad. Himself went out with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. 9 times there was an encounter with the enemy. 9 times. The first ayah to be revealed. So Nabi Sallam makes hijrah. And then the permission of jihad comes. After the hijrah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, entire life of Makkah Mukarramah, difficulty, persecution. Sahaba radiallahu anhum make hijrah. Kuffar cannot stomach the fact that an Islamic state is coming into existence. This is going to be born, an Islamic state. The Muslims are in ease, in comfort. So they could not tolerate that. Now they want to come and attack the Muslims in a foreign land. The first verse to be revealed, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. Permission has been granted to those that have been attacked on the mere basis that they have been oppressed. Now there's permission for you. Go and fight. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ نَصْرِهِمْ لَنْقَدِيرٌ. Why? الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ إِلَّا أَن يَقُولُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ. The only reason, permission for jihad, for Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were expelled and driven out of their homes one time. Permission now to stand your ground and fight. We are, one time they were driven out of their home. Can we imagine the people of Gaza displaced multiple times? From place to place, from home to shelter, from shelter to school, from school to where? Where do you go? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the only crime the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had is that they recited the kalima la ilaha illallah. And that's the same crime of the Muslims of today, of Gaza especially. Unfortunately, this incorrect notion and belief has to be erased. Sometimes we feel, why did they attack? Why did they attack? If they didn't, this wouldn't have happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيَعُ وَالصَّلَوَاتُ وَمَسَاجِدُ. Had it not been for this, the masajid would have been destroyed long time ago. Had it not been for this, you wouldn't have seen Muslims going to Masjid al-Aqsa earlier than now. They had already the intelligence. They knew what was happening, because of which they launched before anything else. The best form of defense is attack. So that's why they called it Tufan al-Aqsa. Masjid al-Aqsa maybe would have been closed long time ago. Ulama are already saying we need to try and make sure we're there as quick as possible, as much as often as possible we can go. Person hasn't been, make this intention and go to Masjid al-Aqsa. We don't know whether, when status quo is going to change. You don't know when they will allow you even to perform a salah in it. I mean, every international law is being violated. What's in there to close one masjid against the Muslims? The whole world said nothing when we kill infants, pregnant, old people, masjids, hospitals. We went into and destroyed everything. Whole world is still looking. So to close one masjid was difficult. For them, they can't do it. Allah is in control. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, well, the objective of allowing this is so the masajid can be protected. So the places of and institutions of deen can be sanctified, can be protected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Return it back to the control of the Muslims. Grant strength to the Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant every one of us love for the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we read and understand the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every week inshallah we'll try and keep it little bit brief so we can continue with it also inshallah. And this was just the introduction to what we will be starting. And next week we will discuss maybe the first question we can take homework. What was the first ghazwa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was the first ghazwa? That's the first homework. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك